I'm in an exhibition hall here at the Kuona Trust Center for Visual Arts in Kenya. Standing next to me is Dennis Muraguri. He's a visual artist who is hosting an exhibition here titled Matatu Games. Dennis, tell me a little bit about this exhibition.
Matatu Games, I use the matatu for symbolism, as I see a matatu as the icon of Nairobi, if not Kenya.
Basically, what you have is a series of photographs that show a matatu tout. It's basically matatu tout as the conductor in a matatu, and they're known, you know, sometimes for jumping around, yelling out aloud, calling for passengers. And these first photos here show the matatu tout jumping off and on a vehicle, a matatu.
Yeah, that's basically the idea behind matatu games, because I see it as a game they play, because it's something they don't have to do, but they do it anyway. It's just a thrilling thing to do. When a matatu comes with these guys and they are doing all this, they attract people's attention. The better you are at it, the more passengers you will be able to get.
Okay, let's walk down here, this series of photos. They're black and white, I should note. They actually have a light coming in the background, which illuminates the photograph. As we're walking down here, this sequence of pictures, it looks like you're actually looking at a moving image. As you see this man jumping on and off this matatu, you know, you're looking at something static, but if you look at it, you know, as you go along the sequence, it creates motion.
Yeah. And then at the end, I actually create the motion for you, literally.
Okay, so let's look at the end here. There's actually pictures in sequence on one particular screen moving in quick succession.
Yeah, it's called stop motion. It's when you take a picture, move the object, take another picture, move the object. When you play it, it seems like the object is moving. This is a matatu I know from where I live. The matatu itself is called Warembo Bila Makeup, which means beauties with no makeup, so it has no stickers or nothing on it. It's a plain matatu, but with sporty wheels and all that.
Looking at what they're doing here, it looks quite dangerous. You know, one of them is hanging from the front door of the vehicle, and it looks like the vehicle was moving at that point.
Yeah.
Did you ask them, you know, why do they take these risks?
I know a bit about it, because when I was in college, I was into these kind of things.
You are a matatu tout yourself?
I was not really a matatu tout.
An assistant tout?
Yeah, but for me it was another way of getting free rides to college. When I'm going to college, I'm also helping the guy as a tout.
Did you used to have some of these acrobatic moves that you used to do outside the matatu?
Yeah, I used to do it.
Why did you used to do it?
Thrill seeking, like it's fun to do. Hate it or love it, a matatu is part of you. A matatu is just a van. It's the people who make it into whatever it becomes, good or bad. So a matatu is a very good reflection of Kenyans, the good and bad of Kenyans. Kenyans love having fun, but there is all this corruption, the disregard for laws. So the matatu is a very good reflection of us. Kenyans don't like the truth. So a matatu is some kind of truth that is coming out, and people would have rather it doesn't come out.
In regards to this aspect of matatu touts or matatu conductors jumping in and out of vehicles, doing these acrobatic moves, what element of Kenyan society do you think that is a reflection of?
For me, it reflects that people are talented, but they have nowhere to take their talent. There are no playgrounds. When people finish school, there's no jobs. It's like people are talented, but instead of the talent helping people, it rots. So it's just happening out there. But if these guys had somewhere to take this instead of the roadside, that would be something else.